And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you're tuning into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verse number 5, is where we left off last time. The Lord Jesus here is at the temple looking at the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury, it says, and he sees this poor widow. She cast in two mites, which is very little money and makes a farthing. And the Lord says to his disciples that she put in more than all of those other men, those wealthy men, rich men, put in together. And he said, they gave of their abundance, but she gave of her penury. She cast in all the living that she had. And so the Lord needs Jesus, again, manifest that he is God. He knows the thoughts of hearts. He knows the financial situation of each person. He knows the motive of each person and the desire of each person. And he honors the giving of this woman, having given for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of the temple. Even as corrupt as it was, and the leadership was, she gave unto God all of her living, and the Lord honored that and honored her motive and the desire of her heart. In verse number 5 of Luke 21, and as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And they walked, and they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? So as they're admiring the temple, and it's Herod's temple, his remodel of Ezra's temple, that the Lord says that not one stone is going to be left on another. The disciples asked the Lord, when's this going to be? What's going to be the sign of when these things are going to come to pass? In verse number 8, and he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. So the Lord Jesus says there's going to be many that are going to come declaring that they are Christ, that they are the Messiah, that they are the Redeemer, the Deliverer of Israel. And the Lord says, don't go after them. And I'll interject this at this point. And the reason is for that is that when our Lord Jesus, when the Lord Jesus, the King of Glory, the Messiah of Israel, the Redeemer and Savior of men, when he appears, no one has to declare and let others know that this is Jesus, that this is the Messiah, that this is the Christ that is promised of God. No one has to do that. They don't ever have to tell. The people aren't saying, hey, who is that when Jesus appears? All men know. And you might think, say, well, you know, I just don't buy that because I understand that no man knows what Jesus looks like and all that. And there's those that claim that they do, but no man knows what Jesus looks like, and that is the truth. And surely, it'll have to be that he'll have to be declared unto folks. Well, now is the time of the declaring of Christ. Know the Lord, as the scripture says, as his people declare unto the lost and sinful world. Know the Lord, repent of your sins, and believe and trust in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him and his name for the salvation of your soul. It's only by him that you can have the rescue of your soul, the forgiveness of your sins, the granting to you of everlasting life. And so that time is now, but there comes a time when Jesus comes that all will know that it's him. His glory, his splendor, his greatness will be so magnificent that no man will have to declare unto another, this is the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus in that declares unto us, if there are those that say that they are Christ, if they have to say that they are Christ and look to draw others near and such as that, don't go after them because they're not him. They are not the real deal, but they are pretenders indeed. Verse 9, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. So the Lord says there's going to be a lot of upheaval in the world. There's going to be war and rumor of war in the world, and we certainly live in that day. The threat of rogue and evil nations wanting to try to take hold of more of the world than they have now, and just the threat of wicked men and the weapons that they have and such as that. We have those things, and when that comes about, the Lord says, which those things must first come, he said, it's not time yet. And then said he unto them, verse 10, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. So here the Lord gives another indication that there's going to be earthquakes, great earthquakes in different places. That's what that word divers means, different. There's going to be famines. There's going to be pestilences because of the famine. And fearful sights and great signs there shall be from heaven. And so in this, certainly earthquakes have been more manifest in our day. And we hear about the increased noting and recording of different earthquakes across the world. It seems like it is increasing. There's going to be famines and pestilences, and indeed there are, but nothing worldwide, and not to take anything away from those places where there is so great famine. Africa has really experienced indeed famine. Maybe some regions in Asia have done so too. Pestilence that just comes along from famine. It's just that way. Rodents and the aggressiveness of animals looking for food when there is such famine, the spreading of disease by different flies and bugs and mosquitoes and parasites and such as that, it just all increases. And he says there that war does this. And you know, these things are described in another way in the book of the Revelation. It describes it as four different horsemen. One that comes to conquer, and one that comes in war, and then one that comes as famine, one that comes as pestilence and death, just a terrible thing that comes upon the people of the world. Why? Well, because of sin, because of our disobedience, because of our way that we have sought that is away from God, and not the way of the Lord. What the Lord has given us is the way that we should go. And we've sought our own way. We've sought our own glorification. We've sought the own that makes sense unto us. And so we have the result of that. Also, indeed, there's come the coming judgment of God upon the unrepentant and upon wicked and sinful men. That judgment will come too. The Lord will not allow sin to pass. And so he says in this order, there'll be wars, nation rising against nation, and then things in the earth with earthquakes, and then famines and pestilence and such as that that will come as a result of that destruction and those wars. And then we see here, fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. We really haven't seen that. I believe that we have in our day those that have great fear about the weather of the world and this whole this whole religion of climate change and global warming, global cooling. They can't make up their mind from week to week which way they're going to go. And the thing is that as this whole world winds down and as the judgment of the Lord comes upon this earth and the inhabitants thereof, there will be great signs from heaven. And the thing is, it doesn't seem that we've seen those things yet, but you know what? They could be at any time. And I tell you what, when you, we had some storms roll through here, not too many nights or days ago. And I tell you what, when the Lord takes the power of His creation and uses it upon the earth, oh, what a fearsome thing that it is. And are you ready for the Lord to appear? Are you ready for the Lord to begin to judge? That is the question at hand. Verse number 12. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And so the Lord tells about these things in the end. But he says before that, there's going to be the persecution of my people. Apostles, they're going to do that to you, and they did. And if we understand it historically, all of the apostles gave their life for the sake of the Lord, maybe saved John the apostle. And so the people of the Lord have always been persecuted. In that day, and the Lord ascending and leaving his first church in Jerusalem, they were persecuted by their own, by the Jews, and then persecuted by Rome. Persecuted by unbelievers and those that denying the great gospel and way of salvation of our Lord. He said they're going to be brought before kings and rulers, which the apostles were, and others, great men called of God to be his ministers and witness and pastors of his churches and that have given testimony before many, many in authority. He said before all these things happen in the world, it's going to be that you are going to be persecuted for my name's sake. Verse number 13, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. It'll be a witness. It'll be a witness unto a lost and dying world of yet that Jesus saved, that Jesus is believed in by sinners, that Jesus saves sinners and changes them and touches them so much so that they want to be a witness of Christ unto those that are around them. Verse 14, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, that is doubt, nor resist. And so the Lord says, he says, don't think about beforehand what you're going to say when you're brought in this way before the authorities and before leadership and those that would seek to persecute you. Don't think about it in advance. Don't get it all settled in your mind what you're going to say. Settle it in your hearts that these things are going to come to pass. But he says, don't meditate in your mind what you'll say. He says, at that time, when it's time for you to give an answer, I will give you a word. I'll give you wisdom, and I will bless you in that you'll have an answer indeed to give. I'll give you mouth and wisdom, he says. And you know what? Those that are against him, they won't be able to doubt it, and they won't be able to resist it. What we'll see and what will happen to Lord Jesus is he promises the same thing that the Father gave him, the same answer that he had that was unable to be resisted in the day of his crucifixion. Oh, it may well cost the children of God their lives, but the thing is, the testimony of the Lord will stand sure and stand true. As the Lord says, that he takes the things that are not and brings to nothing the things that are. And it's a wonderful thing about the faith and the power of God in his people. Verse 16, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. It'll become so bad that even families will rat one another out and will betray one another unto the authorities for the sake of keeping their own lives and keeping their own stuff. It'll be that bad that in those days when it comes to pass, and as it has come to pass, it happened there amongst the Jews, it's happened over antiquity, over history, that the saints were betrayed even by their own, and so much so that kinfolk, your own parents, your own friends, your own brothers and sisters would cause a believer in Christ to be put to death for the sake of their own security, for the sake of the hatred that they would have in the way of God. You and I might think that this is just impossible, that nobody would do this. And in our country, we've been spared such great persecution, and we've had such great blessing and harmony and ease in our nation. But I tell you what, it has come to pass, and indeed in the future it will come to pass. And ye, verse 17, shall be hated of all for my name's sake. Do you have the Lord Jesus as Savior? I tell you what, without Him you will not be able to endure unto the end. But your doom is steadfast and sure in hell and the lake of fire forever. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Him and His gospel for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed. May our Lord bless you with His good word and truth. Until next time, farewell.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.